Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and NLI Radio. Tonight we're going to learn about the Joy for Journey with Marie Weichel. She's also with Spreading Joy, and what Marie is asking for donations tonight for underprivileged kids so she can buy school supplies. She's done that for the last several years. But what Marie does is she also goes in and teaches women without computer skills. So when you donate to Spreading Joy, you're also lowering your taxes and helping the unemployment rate, and you're helping people get off of welfare moving forward. And also, Marie is a very articulate lady with a purpose. And I want to, without any further ado, I want to welcome Marie Weichel to the show. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you, Rob. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for always allowing us some time every month to just share our passion for spreading joy.
And, you know, here's the thing about it. You know, to raise the people out of challenge, it takes people that aren't encompassing challenges at the moment to share some of their wisdom and knowledge. Wouldn't you feel?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the thing is, even when we're finishing up a challenge, you know, we can always step back and look at what we've learned. But not just learning from that challenge, we need to share that wisdom. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of people assume that the most joyful people have everything they need, everything they want, everything they desire, but that's not true. They're happy with right where they are. They've got joy knowing that, you know, things are going to get better. Yes, they're going to be bad at times, but they're not going to stay that way. And they share what they learned. And a lot of times, all you need is just a different look at a few things to realize, you know, I can make a difference. I do have the resources to make a difference. Or, you know, I actually am talented, or I do matter. Or sometimes it just takes, you know, a different set of eyes for people to step back and see things a little differently. And that's what we do with Joy for the Journey. We inspire and we encourage, and we talk about practical ways of making life count. And everything we do, though, comes back to helping the underprivileged, like what you said. And right now we are in the middle of our back-to-school event, and we are collecting donations for book bags for children. And anything that we do, any talks that we give, and any donations that come in, they all go for that right now. So I am very thankful for you allowing me to do this.
Well, Joy for the Journey, isn't that something where you will go out and speak to groups and organizations, businesses about spreading joy and empowering the children, ladies groups? Any group that'll help you or is going through sorrow, but isn't spreading joy about giving? But it's also about receiving the blessing of being able to give, wouldn't you say?
It is. We do. We go into schools, we go into churches, ladies groups. We've actually had an opportunity to speak to some businesses, and like with the schools, with children. They, just like everybody else, they want to make a difference. They need to feel like they're making a difference. I mean, think about it. How many times has a two-year-old come up and given you that big old bright yellow weed? You know, because they want to make a difference. They want to see you smile. So when we talk to children, we talk to them about leading the way without, you know, lowering their standards, without having the feelings of entitlement. And we teach them to see things differently, and that they can make a difference right where they are, even though they have no financial resources. And a lot of ladies are the same way. Many stay-at-home moms feel guilty because they're staying at home, and they might not can give their children everything they want. And many work out of the home moms feel guilty because they feel like they're missing all this time. And ladies tend to cheat ourselves out of valuable, precious time with our family and other things just because of guilt. And we often feel like, you know, if we can't give $2,000 here or $3,000 there, then we can't make a difference. But that's not true. Everyone has resources right where they are to make a difference. And that's what we do with different groups. We even go in and talk about 30 days of spreading joy. We help you to build habits that will last. We talk with you about, you know, doing one thing a day, every day, to make a difference in someone's world. And I do that. I personally take the time to plan out what I'm going to do. I make a difference every day for someone. And you get in that habit. And when you do, you know, you're going to be beat up by life sometimes. And you're going to have things thrown your way sometimes. But when you're in the habit of spreading joy to others, it makes those difficult times a little bit less difficult. And that's what we want to do. We want to help you like that.
Now, when you help somebody else in need, when you're requiring some re-handout or hand-up, don't people kind of automatically show up to do that? You know, if you're having a challenge, don't people show up automatically kind of out of nowhere and give you a hand-up?
You know, people do. People want to help by nature. People want to give, and they want to, and they do. They, like I said, they want to make a difference, even children. They want to make a difference. You know, if I heard an on-go that someone's house burned down, you know, the first thing I did is, okay, what can I do? What can I do? How can I help? What can, look at my resources within myself. What can I do? And everyone tends to do that. But what happens is with the little things, they step back and they think, well, you know what, I don't have any resources to make a difference every day. I can't afford that. Or I don't know enough people. Hundreds and hundreds of reasons. But that's not true, because you can make a difference. And don't forget your family. A lot of people only want to do, you know, acts of joy and kindness for strangers. But what about your family? You should plan special things for your family. You know, there should be several times a year that you have dessert first. Think about it. If you've never done that in your home and you've got kids that are 8 and 9, 7 years old, and they sit down to the dinner table and there's dessert right there, right now, you know, that's pretty huge to them. So we just, you know, that's one of the things we do. When we talk about joy for the journey, practical ways to make your life count, you know, we talk about the pain of today sometimes, and we talk about how real it is. We don't compare pain, because one thing I find is that pain is pain and they're all hurts, and we acknowledge it. But then we talk about what we can do, taking our eyes off of our pain for just a little while and focusing on the resources we have to make a difference for other people. And that's spreading joy.
And also, you know, spreading joy, but that's also giving people, the people that are in the facing the challenges. And right now, to be honest, 98% of the world is facing a challenge. And we're going through an expansion from corporate America into entrepreneurialism, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But how does being able to spread joy actually allow people some soothing energy to make the expansion from corporate America into entrepreneurialism, do you feel, Marie?
You know, a lot of times when you step out of your comfort zone, a lot of people are very introverted and they don't want to do things. And they don't want to try anything new. They're very quiet. They keep to themselves or their family. And sometimes whenever you step out of your comfort zone, somebody hears this and says, you know what, I'm going to take the 30-day spreading joy challenge. I'm going to do one act of joy for someone every day for 30 days. You know, whether it be a card or whether it be ice cream sundaes from McDonald's for hot construction workers, whether it be, you know, taking a meal over to someone that's shut in. They're going to take some time every day to make a difference. When they start doing that and they step out of their comfort zone and they do things that are difficult for them, you don't know what that's going to lead to. Their minds will start going and they'll be like, you know, I did this so I can do that. It helps the creativity side of us. It helps to bring out, you know, desires that we didn't even realize we had. If you you would have told me when I was 15 or 16 years old that I would have started and founded a nonprofit organization, I would have laughed at you because I didn't even talk to strangers, much less, you know, step out of my comfort zone and do anything for people that I didn't know. Yes, I helped children. Yes, I was a teacher. But as far as one of the things that I love to do in the summertime, I'll go to McDonald's and I'll get 6 or 7 hot fudge sundaes, and the people that are working on the roads, I will stop, I walk up to them and take it to them. Things like that I never would have dreamed of doing. I never would have dreamed of stepping in front of people and talking to them. So it helps. It helps to move you out of your comfort zone, but at the same time it gives you that feeling of accomplishment, and we all need to feel accomplished and we need to be needed. And that's what spreading joy is, and you know, not just taking our eyes off of ourselves for a little bit, making a difference for others, but, you know, it just helps us to move beyond what we thought was possible to begin with.
But, you know, everything, we're all interconnected. I didn't know we had realized, but everybody's emotional energy does the same thing, and it's all intertwined. But here's the thing, when it's a joyful energy, how does a room feel? And when you walk into a room that's got a lot of negative energy, how does that feel? You know, so spreading joy is actually more about raising the vibration in the people of the world, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, no matter what attitude you walk into the room with, your attitude is contagious, and one or two people might pick it up, or the whole room might pick it up, whatever that attitude is. Me, generally, I tend to migrate towards those that are having a good time, and, you know, it's not that I don't want to help or acknowledge somebody that's not having a good time. It's just, you know, those people, they kind of, that are always negative, they do tend to bring people down and they don't realize it. So what you can do is you try to help bring them up. You try to help encourage the energy in the room to be more vibrant. And if that doesn't work, then you just keep doing what you're doing. If that doesn't help change that particular person's attitude, then you just keep doing what you're doing, and then other people will be joyful as well. You can't, when a child laughs out loud, uncontrollably, or somebody laughs out loud, just big and huge, you cannot help but to laugh. I have a laugh that is loud, and sometimes it embarrasses my kids. And my son, he even noticed, you know, not long ago, he's like, man, I have an obnoxiously loud laugh. That's what he said about himself. But so many people told him, you know, later on that they loved his laugh because it made them laugh. And that's what you're talking about. You, right there, hit the nail on the head. We want to, you know, when we're in with a group of people and we all leave and disperse for the evening, we should want people to leave feeling happier than when they got there. You know, we all have our problems. We all have our problems waiting on us. But, you know, sometimes we just need to check them at the door and go in, have a great time, encourage one another, and then pick back up with our issues and day-to-day stuff afterwards. And we're all going to be better for it.
And that's true. You know, the thing is, a person at peace moves the world. The person that's unsteady or unsavory on the inside stops the world. Would you feel that, Marie?
You know, or stopping the world. Well, you know, you feel like the world is crashing in on you. And we do. We all have those times. You know, Rob, I tell you, nearly every time that I do an interview or give a talk, something happens. And just before this show started, you're like, how's it going? And I was like, well, you know, I got a bum knee, but I guess there are worse things. You know, today I left the doctor's office, and I'm thinking, I've got to hobble around for the next 3 weeks with excruciating pain. I was angry because, you know, you got to have more tests, and then you got to go back. And I cried all the way to work because I'm like, you know what, this is horrible because I can hardly walk by the end of the day. And you know, it took me about 30 minutes to get to work, but by the time I got to work, I thought, oh, my goodness, I've got to talk to Rob tonight about joy for the journey, and here I am as mad as all get out. You know, and I had to laugh at myself, you know, because I thought, well, this is perfect. I'm having a horrible day. I'm in pain. I can't, you know, function well. And I get to go talk about joy for the journey. So, I mean, we're going to have those times there. You can just think on that, but they don't have to steal your joy. They don't have to. It's your choice whether or not you let it. And yes, you're going to cry tears of anger. And yes, you're going to cry tears of sorrow. But yes, you can still have joy for the journey.
You know, that's the thing. You know, every time I think I have it bad, I think of, if I look at someplace in the news or someplace, there's somebody got it way worse than I do.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on. And, you know, the thing is how can I expand them? And also, you can donate to Spreading Joy at spreading-joy.org. And right at the top right-hand side, you see you got to donate. You can go MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover Card, and a bank card. And you can also mail whatever, check, money order, to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And it's all tax deductible because it's a nonprofit organization that is opening up to Spreading Joy. But it's giving people a fish to live on forever because it's passing wisdom on to people. And also, Maria is the author of a book called Spreading Joy Daily. And and it's about inspiration, and it's about all that other stuff. And it's also...
It talks about spreading joy every day. A lot of people think, you know, I can't give gifts every day. I don't have that kind of money. But it's not about spending money. You can spread joy daily, and it does not have to break the bank. And that's what that's for. People feel discouraged because they can't make a difference, so they feel like they don't have the resources. But that's what that book is for. And if you do, if you purchase that book or you make a donation, 100% of the proceeds, especially right now during this time of year, will go into back to school. Any other time, it goes into whatever other event we got going on, because we have no paid workers. Everyone is a volunteer, including myself, all the time. Everything is volunteered. Everything is donated. I make monthly donations to cover, you know, internet costs and website hosting and all of that. So you can be confident that 100% of what you give is going back into helping to encourage others, motivate others, and to give others hope. And with back to school, you know, we're not just giving out back to school supplies. These supplies are stepping stones of hope. They're stepping stones of love, and they're stepping stones of joy. You know, when we hand out these backpacks full of just basic supplies, we could be handing them to one of the next famous doctors that discovers a cure for cancer. We could be handing them to, you know, teachers and creators and inventors, and we don't know who we're handing them to, but I know that we're handing out hope and love, and that's what Spreading Joy is all about.
But, you know, with the kids, and they don't have to go to school feeling the animosity of the bullying system that's going on in school, and they don't have to go through the ridicule. What does that open up for people?
You know, kids are mean, and we're you know, there are so many things going on to try to help with bullying, but you can't be there all the time. You know, my son just graduated college. He's 22. Back in probably fifth grade, you know, he was, someone picked a fight with him, and he's like, you know, and he was trained. He was trained in Taekwondo. He could have taken the kid out in one punch, but he knew better. And he's like, well, God, I don't want to fight. I'm not going to fight you. And the guy punched him again. He's like, I'm not going to fight you. And the guy punched him a third time. And at that point, Todd just with one swoop had him on the ground to protect himself. And he ended up getting in trouble and getting expelled from school for protecting himself. And I'm like, where were the teachers? You know, there's so many adults around there. You know, someone had to help him. He protected himself. So there, it's been going on for so long, and it's getting a lot worse. But you've got a kid that walks into school with an old book bag that's torn, that's got one of the handles broken, that won't zip up. You are setting them up for immediate ridicule, for immediate harassment, and immediate tears. And no one should have to go through that on their very first day of school. It's already scary. It's already difficult. You're already missing summer. No one should have to go through that. So that, you know, if we can give out 300 book bags this year, great. If we can give out 500, even greater. If something happens and we only get to give out 100 or 200, then, you know, that's 200 kids that does not have to go back to school and put up with that kind of ridicule and that kind of treatment. And that is worth it to me. It's worth every bit of the extra work and effort that we put into everything we do.
And that's true. And the book is Spreading Joy Daily, Ideas to Motivate the Discouraged and Increase Awareness for Anyone with Limited Resources Seeking to Make a Difference by Marie Weichel. How do you think people worry about the amount of money they got to give rather than the joy of giving the money?
They do. They let the I wish I could, I should have, I would have, you know, I can't. They let that kind of thinking steal their joy, when in reality, that doesn't even need to happen. You take somebody that say, you know, Marie, I'm not even on unemployment anymore. My unemployment funds run out. I am barely getting by. There is absolutely nothing left extra to give these kids. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Well, are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Pinterest? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Google Plus? Then yes, you can. Do you have an email? Yes, you can help us. You have something valuable. You have a voice. And just by simply spreading the word about that, there's been several times that I've seen something from a friend of a friend of a friend, and I've been able to help. But had I not seen that, I would have never been able to help. So you might not have two pennies to rub together, but you have something valuable and precious. You have a voice, and you can use it. You know, people think $5 does not help. Yes, it does. I can get book bags for $5. I can get, you know, a whole pack of pencils and pens and crayons and three spiral notebooks for $5. I can get so much with that. So never, you know, don't look at how small you think your gift is. It's not about the size of the gift. It's the size of your heart. Use what you have. Use your voice. If that's all you have, use that. You know, if you could do $5 a month, do that. If you can do $5 one time, do that. Or you might be one of the people that say, you know what, Marie, I've got a good job. Things are going well. I've got $500. Here you go. Do something with that for those kids. You never know what you're going to want to cross, even just by simply using your voice.
And that's the thing. The voice carries an echo and a vibration through the universe that will expand the universe. So, and Marie, the website is spreading-joy.org, and you can go to the top right-hand corner and donate with a credit card, or you can mail down to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. But Marie, how are people think that giving somebody a hand up is actually a negative thing? How do people overcome that?
You know, when we give things to somebody and then we feel like they've misused what we gave them, you know, we're kind of giving things unfairly. We're giving with strings attached. That's not our place. If you give a homeless person $10 and you see that they're going to go, that they went and bought alcohol with it, And you're like, well, I'm never going to help somebody again. Not everyone, you got to remember, not everyone is that way. And what they do with it, that's out of your control. When you can help someone and you do, that's what matters. And a lot of people take the negativity of some things that they've been through and encountered and say, you know what, I'm just never going to do this again. I gave to a nonprofit and all of the money went back into their administration, or I gave to a nonprofit and it didn't work out the way I thought it would. Not everybody is the same way. You know, some people say, well, I'm never going to give cash to the homeless again. I'll just get sued. And that's what you do if that makes you feel better. You know, some people tell me, Marie, I like to go shopping and helping these kids myself. I'm going to send you, you know, some loose leaf notebook paper. I'm going to send you 20 packs of pencils and 50 packs of pens. And I've got this big old box. I'm just going to send it to you. If that's what brings you the most joy and you don't mind paying for the shipping, then go right ahead. But don't let the negativity of a few bad things steal your joy of having such a great impact, because you will have an impact far greater than you will ever know.
Something I've really discovered, a recession or an economic slowdown is really due to fear of prosperity. But how do the people that are going through that severe of a challenge actually fear prosperity, do you feel, Marie?
Well, it might not even be that they fear it sometimes. You know, but let me just speak about my own personal feelings. Sometimes you feel like, I feel like I'm gonna fail. And then sometimes I feel like, you know, well, if I'm a huge success, is that going to change me? And there's always fear with the unknown, whether the unknown's good, the unknown is bad. There's always some fear that kind of comes with that. But we need to harness the power of that fear and let it help move us instead of paralyze us. And a lot of times that's what we do. We let the fear paralyze us when we actually need to let it catapult us into the next step. So whether it's fear of failure or fear of success or fear, you know, whatever that fear is, use that energy from that. Use what that gives you as a push to continue and not to be frozen in fear.
And that's why I got a book called Fear is My Friend. You want to befriend your fears, because actually they're just showing you the block to stepping forward and what you have to let go and expand out of it to expand into where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big thing, because, you know, Marie, the more I look at the economics in the school system, we've been taught poverty. I have been taught poverty all my life. Now I'm starting to see the light of wisdom where there is prosperity throughout the world. But, you know, they've had such a rough go of life, they're afraid to trust themselves. Do you feel that?
Yeah, you know, and it is. You know, we, even today when I was texting with my son about what all is going on, I was like, you know, so much for life getting easier. And it's not that it might not get easier, but it's just, you know, we've got to just learn to say, okay, you know, it's going to get better. And not fear those things and not let other things hinder us, because, you know, either way, that's going to hurt us. We've got to continue to shoot for the good, to go for the gold, and to do what we know that we can do, and even step out beyond that, because that's where we're going to figure out, that's where the growth is, and we're going to grow, and we're going to do more. And that's where the prosperity is going to come in. You know, the more you do, the more you give, you're going to get back countless rewards for that, more than you give out.
And here's the thing, Marie. The people that are going through them challenges, they've been told that they were less than really good people, and they are good people mm-hmm. all their life, and they've bought into it. Don't you see a lot of that when you're down there?
Yeah. You can only hear what a horrible person you are for so long before you start believing it. And it takes a lot longer to undo that than it does to instill that on their heart. But I can't tell you how many kids I've worked with and talked to, and working in with church groups over the years that, you know, they hear over and over again, well, you know, you're never going to amount to anything. I don't even know why you're bothering. What are you doing that for? You're no good at that. And it's so much easier to see the negative when we need to look at and look for and find and then enhance and highlight the positive. And a lot of children, they don't get that at home anymore. They don't, you know, a lot of parents, you know, I talk about kids living in an entitlement age. Adults do too. They're like, you know, my kids are, I actually heard somebody say this, Rob. I heard somebody say, hey, well, my child is 10 years old. Now it's time for me. What? I was like, are you kidding me? No. You know, we live in an entitlement society. We want what is ours, and we don't care, and that's just not right. We have got to get ourselves out of that and start, you know, encouraging one another, encouraging each other, and just, you know, as we all fight through our daily challenges, instead of beating people up to get to where we need to go, help to bring them up with us as we are going along.
You know, how are people, you just, when you said that about that, how is it it's time for allow the kid to be my teacher as much as I'm their teacher?
You know, we can learn a lot from kids if we just weren't such know-it-alls to begin with.
Yep.
You know,
and that's absolutely right.
And it is. We can learn a lot from kids, but, you know, we're adults and we know everything, and kids don't know anything. And that's a shame because kids, they have this, you know, yes, there are some shy kids, and they're not as outspoken and as outgoing as other kids, but they have this uncanny ability to just call it like this. And they can teach us so much if we are willing to listen. They know genuine feelings, and they know people that actually are caring and doing things just for the good reasons. They can spot people that are just kind of being fake. We can learn a lot from them, and they will give. Children, even though they don't want to share with their siblings, that's one thing, and that's never going to change ever in the course of time, past, present, future. That's never going to change. But if a child who has been brought up to think, you know what, I can do this, I can do anything if I set my mind to it, they can hear about devastations, they can hear about tornadoes, they can hear about fires, they can be world changers. Because look at society today. There are people that are 70, 75 years old that are texting that never knew what that was 15 years ago. All because, you know, these kids are world changers. And you let a child that thinks that he can do whatever he sets his mind to, they can collect, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for victims. They can have huge impact for the homeless in their area. They can, you know, make back to school easier for kids their own age, all because they were encouraged to do what they could do, and they were not being held back by adults.
And that's true. And it's spreading to hyphenjoy.org. You can go out and donate with a credit card, or you can mail your donation to, I had it right here.
It's P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. Did you hear that? Denver, North Carolina.
What's that?
I said, did you hear that accent? I said, Denver, North Carolina.
I heard that Carolina.
Yeah, you heard
it.
Anyway, that heavy.
And I was looking right at it, but the email, the address. Marie, we're out of time. And send your donation so Marie can spread joy through the kids so they can go to school and have an entertaining year. Marie, give them some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Rob, thank you for letting us come and talk about our passion for joy. And just remember, do what you can where you are with what you have. Don't let guilt of what you can't do steal your joy. And you will find out, like me and so many others, that there's no joy like spreading joy. Thank you, Rob.
And thank you, Marie. And I'll be here Thursday night with Amy Ligner. We had a show last week, but Tape didn't want to play, so we're going to do it on the phone next week. Yeah, I don't know, something about Skype and my Wi-Fi, they don't love each other like they should.
Yeah, technology.
it's great. I'd rather have it. But anyway, thank you, Marie. And make sure you donate because it's tax deductible and she is making a difference to help eliminate poverty in the world by teaching people prosperity. Thank you and good night, everybody. And thank you, Marie, and all the listeners.
Good night.